On today's show, we have an interview with the infamous Zobin official. We talk about OnlyFans, lawsuits, celebrity name drops, including NHL players, famous DJs, and even a fellow podcaster. After that phenomenal interview, we let the fans and the haters roast the shit out of us in our brand new Get Burned segment. And as always, we wrap up with the shower thought of the day. Let's fucking go.
Minimal filter. Minimal
filter. Two best friends to talk about life,
partying,
masturbation,
how to find love,
being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't bite down on something. You literally bite high.
What? What? This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters. Very basic show for the fans today, as we have a, one could say, scandalous interview.
I'd say scandalous, at least very... I would say scandalous.
Yeah, I can't believe I just fucking said that, if I'm being honest. Anyways, we interview Zoe Willard, or as many of you know her as Zobin. She did an awesome job, and we had a lot of fun despite us being on edge the entire time because she decided to hold a bottle of wine right near our super expensive podcast equipment.
The lid was never on once, and I was fucking terrified. I even asked if she wanted like a sippy cup or just a cup in general to like put on the floor, but nope, just held the bottle, no lid.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. And trust me, MFers and everyone else, you're not gonna want to miss
this one.
Is Ghana, is Ghana a country? Ghana is a country, isn't it?
Uganda.
Ghana, I think, is though. G-H-A-N-A?
Ghana?
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyways, you're not gonna.
Yeah, you're not gonna want to miss that one. And you're also not gonna want to miss our Get Burned segment. We put a Google form for our fans to write in. Which actually includes our haters, because as we've said multiple times, all publicity is good publicity. So thank you. Thanks for the haters for the clout, by the way.
Haters mean someone's jealous.
Exactly. Which... haters are just jealousy in human form, right? Is that,
that's exactly fair? What haters
yeah,
are.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I thought I'd be like, fuck it. We have no haters, just fly on clouds. But haters actually make you who you
haters,
are.
Haters make you go big. So thank you for all the clout. For those of you listening to this pod because of Zobin, trust me, you're not going to want to miss out on that segment. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, you guys LMFAO.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the singers.
Yeah. I miss those guys.
Because of how good the roasts are.
Sky Blue, Red Foo.
Yeah. Is that there? No.
Sky Blue.
I don't know, man. I'm just sexy. I know it. and best case scenario, you guys will just simply agree with what those haters are saying about us, and you get a kick out of the pain Kale and I are going to feel both physically and mentally.
Well, Bales, this episode is actually brought to you by our buddies over at Shoddy Official. Our shoddies, mine and yours, finally came in the mail, and they are fucking sick. As stated before, the shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's T-H-E-C-H-O-T-Y.com, and order one. Use the special discount code MFERS, capital M-F, lowercase E-R-S, for an extra 10% off your order. Honestly, Bells, I don't think I'm taking mine off since we've got them.
I haven't either. Mine's been on this entire time. And they're it honestly, sick. Like, I hate to say it. Like, I literally hate to say it. But props to Shoddy. They made a sick fucking necklace. Yeah. And it unfortunately is not just a shotgun necklace. Yeah. It is dope. So, yeah,
like,
props to
I haven't shotgun yet. But like I said before, like, I wouldn't say majority. But a lot of people wear this just for the style and design. Because it's fucking nice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, props to them. We were bullshitting before. Like, we didn't know if they were actually sick, but now that we got them, we know they're sick.
And if you haven't seen them yet, go to our IG. We've made posts about them.
Yeah, Shoddy, you can see my sick mustache holding mine, which says, don't be a dick. So it's just a good reminder to myself, you know.
D-B-A-D. You know,
so how to live life. All right. With that business stuff over with, let's get to the fun part.
Let's fucking do it.
And let's send it over to Zobin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan and I are more than excited to be bringing on a very special guest tonight for this interview. Some of you may know her as Zoe Willard, some may know her as Cobra's mom, but I think the majority of you know her as Zobin. Zobin, thank you so much for wasting a nice Friday and joining the boys. How are you?
I mean, I'd be better if I was at Greta right now.
Likewise.
I also wish I was at Greta right now.
Slamming a bottle of wine.
Yeah. So Zoe Zobin, what should we go with? Are we good with whatever? Are you going to beat me up if I say the wrong one?
I prefer Zobin.
Zobin,
okay,
yeah.
Zobin it is.
That's the line. Zobin. It sounds better anyways.
Yeah. All right. We'll just get right into it. What made you start an OnlyFans account? And kind of like, what's your like daily routine when it comes to like, you know, making that content?
Basically, my parents cut me off. And my grandparents raised me, so they were like multimillionaires, just like spoiled me absolutely crazy.
Fuck.
And then they cut me off at like a certain point, and I was just like, I need to keep up this lifestyle. So I was like, if they're not going to supply it, I guess I'll get it myself. As far as content goes, I have absolutely no set schedule. My OnlyFans people are like...
Just whenever you're feeling it, you're like, I'm going to post something.
Like, exactly.
This looks good. Yeah.
So they're just like, you posted like once this month, and I'm just like, oh, that sucks. You're still seeing me naked.
And you're still paying me.
So. Exactly. Yeah. I don't lose subscribers. I make the same amount every single month, sometimes more. And
fucking right. I'm not going to ask you exactly how much you make. I mean, I'm going to guess it's quite a bit, but I'm going to ask you, like, is it enough to sustain a healthy lifestyle for you and your daughter? Or like, do you have any other forms of income, like a side job? Or is that your side job? What else do you do?
Well, I'm currently in the top 1.2%.
Yeah, I guess that helps, eh?
Yeah, that's
they actually also pay me in USD. So everything that I make 1,000 times more because
I don't think that's a conversion rate. But it's definitely better.
I didn't go to school.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
Did you drop out of school to start your OnlyFans?
I actually quit going to school in grade 6, and yeah, and my grandma told me I was too pretty to go to school, but I had 10 teeth looking this way, 10 teeth looking that way, so I was like, where do you see this pretty?
Where is this from?
You think I'm going to be a model or something?
When did you start it? Was it early when OnlyFans came out? Were you like one of the first? Is that why you're so like high up in the percentage?
Or is it just kind of your following?
I have always just like tried to make a name for myself doing just like absolutely outrageous things all the time. And I guess I've just been profiting off of that ever since.
Fucking right.
So our podcast is like pretty open and like we're comfortable about talking about like just about everything. We'll just get right into kind of some bed talk. What is one thing you think a guy must do in the bedroom?
Oh my God. That is.
Get right down to it. Yeah.
Like, we need our male viewers to like.
A lot of males here watching this, and they're like, okay, fuck, I need this question answered.
Like, how do I please Zobin?
Or just any other girl, I guess. It could be you. It could be your go-to thing.
My personal preference, I can't speak for other girls because I don't know other girls.
That's true.
I love dudes that are just, like, so dominant in the bedroom. Like, put your hands around my throat. Like I can't breathe. On the verge of passing out.
Are you telling me to do this? Or is this for everyone?
Not you. Oh, you.
Okay. You, fuck you.
That's a valid you.
That's fucking awesome. Okay, I guess this is kind of switching a little bit from that, but I have you on multiple social media accounts. And one thing I very commonly see is news and updates about you and Cobra's father. Where are you guys right now in your relationship, I guess? Like, do you hate each other? Do you stay in... Are you still in love? Are you in love with him? Or was it like a... I kind of love you, but kind of don't, but just please stay so Cobra has a father kind of thing?
It is a touchy, rocky subject, but I am absolutely head over heels in love with that man. Like,
oh, shit.
If I could drop everything in my life and be with him, like, absolutely I would. And give my daughter the family that she deserves.
Good. I love that answer.
Like, yeah, for sure. But the dude just served me court papers and...
Oh, so also fuck him at the same time.
Yeah, so fuck that dude. Fuck his family, too.
Oh, shit.
Make sure you include that.
I love that answer. Like, both sides.
Yeah, like, absolutely. He's just, like, a fucking nutcase.
Does he live in Calgary? Is he, like, around much?
Yeah. He lives, like, in Victoria Park.
That's in Calgary, right?
Right across from Stampede.
Right by Seaboys. Definitely.
That's all you had to say is, like, it's near Calgary.
Just tell me where Calgary is.
Yeah. You want his address, Kale?
No.
All right, let's get into some big name talk.
Yeah, speaking of Tyler.
Speaking of Tyler, So the one name that I know you've been associated with is Tyler Seguin, along with basically anyone who knows you probably knows that you're associated with that name. Are there any other big names that you could kind of just drop or that you kind of come into close contact with?
So many. I can't even fucking list.
Name drop. All right.
In that case,
name drop.
You know what? Give us five big names.
Give us five. Three big names and two like semi-big names.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch my story highlights on Instagram, you will see Paris Hilton, Carnage, Diplo, Tyla Yahweh. Like
what the fuck?
Fuck Pauly D?
I did fuck
Pauly D. Oh! Nice.
Someone told me that and I was like, no way.
It was so funny.
DJ Pauly D, Jersey Shore.
Can you feel the gel in his hair?
I didn't.
No,
like,
I just didn't.
I didn't even want to touch it. It was like,
he probably didn't let you touch it.
I was like, knock, knock.
It's like a brick wall. Oh, God. In that, like, all right, I kind of have like a really important question now. So who has the biggest dick of popular names you've been with?
Tyler Seguin.
Really? Okay, get more into Seguin. Okay. I'm curious. I think all of our listeners too, we want to hear more about Seguin.
You can just give a quick timeline of like your relationship with him, just for those who don't know.
Oh, man.
And I heard you guys
a brief, like, may have long dated. Story short. A may long have. Story short thing.
No. I don't know. It was just messy. I just want to leave it at that.
Like, messy heart or messy in bed?
Both. Nice. And then a lot of lawyers involved with, like, everything that happened. And
hopefully we don't get a fucking lawsuit from this.
We're getting a lawsuit.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah. who's Tim?
Tim's his lawyer.
Oh, shit.
I know that
shit.
Too well. While we're here, we may as well shout out the manager. Hi, John Walters.
Oh, God. Do you still talk with Tyler? I think you told me before.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
You were back on good terms.
When he was here like a week and a half ago.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Did you meet up?
You say hi?
Absolutely not.
Did you wear a Seguin jersey? Yes, you did.
I absolutely did. I put Cobra in one. It was more of like a fuck you kind of thing rather than like a supportive thing. It was like, we are here. And like,
we love you.
We just want to like fuck your day up. And like, I wanted his teammates to ask him about it. So, of course.
Really? Who's that?
Who's that girl?
Who's that naked girl wearing a Seguin jersey?
Naked.
Under the jersey, definitely.
Wait, you wore clothes to the saddle though?
I wore clothes to the saddle.
I find that hard to believe.
That's lame. That's fucking lame. All right, we'll kind of transition a bit and then we'll kind of get back some of that shit. What is one of the rumors that you've heard about yourself that is completely untrue that you would kind of want to debunk right now?
Oh, man. Probably, I think the craziest rumor that I would like to debunk was when I was like freshly turned 18. Everybody said that I was hit by a bus. And that's why my teeth were so fucked up. And that's where I got all of my money. I went to the bar.
Oh my God.
And they're like, that's where she got all her money. She had like a $1 million lawsuit or something and she won. Like, it was crazy. Like, she got hit by a bus. And I was like, I was never hit by a bus. I was like, my family's just loaded. And it was like some random girl at the bar came up to me and said that.
God damn.
Have you guys not heard that one?
I haven't.
I've heard other rumors, but like, that, definitely not that one.
Tell me the rumors.
Actually, can I tell you one rumor?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Can I? I'll go after too.
Okay, a while ago, I heard from a fellow, I guess a friend of mine in Kamloops. That's where you're from, near. You're from Armstrong?
Kamloops.
I think you're going to say the same rumor as me. So.
No, I don't know, unless I told you this rumor. I was told that you used to almost kind of like, not like, what's we're looking for? Pimp out players, but like you would literally take them out shopping all the time just to like hang out with you and you.
Oh,
would,
I did
you,
for sure.
You would buy them like Xboxes, buy them gestures,
everything.
That's true.
That money was actually mine, and that was because yes.
I was hoping that would be one you fucking that's debunked.
No.
I wish I played fucking back then.
You're such a sugar mommy.
Because when I turned 18, I got a lot of money from the government because I was raised by my grandparents. Okay. So they technically took me in as a foster child. And so they got paid a bunch of money, and foster kids, like, through, like, the, like, because I'm Native, they have, like, a program and stuff. And so when you turn 19, you get, like, $500,000. And so that was all of my own money.
You're just floating in money then,
At that point, I've never been broke.
So the logical thing to do is to just spend it on a bunch of 18 to 20-year-olds? Like, that's...
Well, she was also that age, though, at that time,
wasn't
she?
Well, it made sense at the time, because I was dating one of the players, and then I would take them, like, all out as, like, a nice thing to do.
Fuck
you just, like, share the wealth, it comes back.
Yeah. All right, so my roommate was also in Kamloops. I'm just going to throw it out there. Someone told me you slept with the entire team at one point.
That is at definitely once? Not true.
Yeah. At once.
Not true.
Okay.
I mean, I wish.
No, I don't know if I believe that or not. Yeah. I think you're lying.
I wish. No, I just like off and on dated like a lot of the players. So it would have been weird if I slept with the whole team while I was like off and on with all these different players.
I think it'd be weird for you, but it'd be kind of cool for them to like talk about it in the room. Be like, "Hey, who fucked Zobin last night? Oh, I did.
Yeah,
oh,
like
how about the night before? Oh, me.
Like, I've definitely had train run on me, but it wasn't by that team.
You've been to Paris,
okay?
I guess. Absolutely, okay. I love the Eiffel Tower.
We're switching.
Down.
So one thing before you came over here, we were texting, and I was kind of asking for like a little, a little bit of kind of things I could mention, and. One thing you mentioned that I didn't have for you yet was that Paul Bissonnette hates you. You don't have to get into details if you don't feel comfortable about it. But I want to know, why does he hate you? He seems like the kind of guy who doesn't hate anybody. Yeah. Why does he hate you? I mean, could be 1,000 fucking reasons. I think a lot of people hate you. No offense. A lot of people love you too. But why does Paul? Why does Biz Nasty?
I mean, I'm not for everybody.
Not for Biz, I guess.
I guess not. So what happened there was I went to the Yale and he was just like flipping me off. That's like the viral TikTok video that everybody has seen.
Yeah.
So I was dating an NHL player. Not going to name names on this one. Sorry, Kale.
It's fine.
But
I don't need the names. It's okay.
Yeah. So Paul invited me to his hotel room and... I guess he had, like, an interview video thing with the guy that I was dating. So I messaged the guy that I was dating, and I was like, hey, I hope you realize, like, Paul has invited me to his hotel. He's like, play into it and, like, see how far he takes it. And so he gave me his hotel room number, everything, and I was like, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'm waiting for you downstairs. And then the guy that I was dating... ended up canceling his entire interview, video, everything. And then next time I seen Paul was at the Yale and he was just like big mad. I took that video and I didn't even mean to like have my flash on. I was just trying to take like a sneaky video.
The
flash was on and up come his middle fingers. Yeah. He's like, screw you. And I was like, I was like, sorry about that, dude. I was like, maybe don't hit on girls that have boyfriends.
Just a thought.
I mean, you could play devil's advocate. If I could speak and say it properly, devil's advocate. And maybe he didn't know you guys were dating.
Oh, he knew.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. You can go ahead with this
one. Yeah, so another thing that this is one of the ones that I really want to get into. Hopefully there's something more than we all see on the surface. But when you first open your Twitter page, there's a pinned tweet from 2017 from a conversation dated all the way back in 2013 with Edmonton Oilers superstar Leon Draisaitl. One, did anything ever happen between you guys? I think in 2013, that's when he was with Prince Albert still.
Yeah.
And two, have the Oilers reached out to try to get you to delete the tweet? Because I think I would if I was Edmonton.
Yeah, if I was Edmonton, I would absolutely.
They never reached out to me. He never even reached out to me. He never said anything. He just blocked me on everything immediately after. When those were taken, I was 14 years old was when he was messaging me. So I was 14. To be fair, I think he was about 17.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he was even 18 at that point. Yeah.
That's fair. That's legal.
Yeah.
All he was
still,
like,
though.
I mean, like... asking a girl that's 14 to get naked over Skype, I don't think that's legal.
How did he find you?
That's a baller move.
I, like, reached out to him. I, like, added, like, every single WHL player because I was just, like, so thirsty. I was, like, 14, wanted the attention of, like...
Yeah.
trying to validate myself, whatever.
You're 14 going for 19-year-olds. Cool.
Exactly. Cool. So, yeah. He just, like, basically asked me to Skype him, like, every single day. I shut him down every single day.
You can tell he doesn't really know English too well. It's so funny. Right? I fucking love watching those and reading those.
It was so funny. I was like, who is this?
So, like, you guys never hung out?
Did you guys?
We never hung out, but he would always get naked on Skype, too.
Wait, you guys Skyped? You did Skype?
I ended up doing it, and then, like, nice. He showed me it, and I was like, I'm never talking to this dude again.
Huh.
It was not good. Like, if any girls find him attractive, like, this is the smallest ween I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, he was still going through puberty. You can give him benefit of the doubt.
He was not.
Okay, that's fair.
Maybe. Sorry for that, quick interruption here, guys. Kale, what's up, man?
So quick question. Do you feel the pressure so far in this interview with Zobin or no?
I don't ever feel pressure at all, ever.
Okay, well, let's just say hypothetically you were feeling pressure. You think you're doing pretty good?
I'm doing good under pressure right now.
That's just perfect, because our friends over at Good Under Pressure feel the exact same way. Good Under Pressure offers mobile pressure washing and cleanup services with hot and cold water capabilities. They believe the foundation of a business relies on superb customer service, and they offer just that. After purchasing Graffiti Solutions Canada, this company now offers the best graffiti removal products on the planet and ship all across Canada, US, and abroad. Their products contain no phosphates, no chlorinated hydrocarbons, or any products known to cause health or disposal problems. So, if you or someone you know is sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti or any tagging done by vandals, check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure, not only their name, but the way they do business.
All right, and we're going to send it right back to Zobin.
All right, so we'll kind of keep with that conversation. Have you been contacted by NHL teams? I know you mentioned some lawyers, but have you been contacted by teams directly or just kind of teams' lawyers?
No, I've never been contacted by a team directly. Like, the closest that I came to that was somebody made a fake account of me threatening to kill Johnny Gaudreau.
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Guys, so they threatened to kill Johnny Gaudreau and was saying, like, if he ever showed his face in Cowboys again, that, like, I would have him murdered. And, like, apparently this person knew his, like, home address and stuff.
That's fucked up.
And so the people at Cowboys, like, came to me and they're like, all these NHL players refuse to come here now because of you. You're banned. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
And then, like, I guess Johnny was trying to have me banned from, like, the arena itself because he was, like, fearing for his life.
So Johnny's a bitch, you're saying?
Basically. Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was just, like, super crazy. But we figured it all out.
Have you had any, like, fake OnlyFans accounts? Because there's, like, so many girls the past, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Fucking no.
Because she has a real one. Everyone knows.
True. Everyone who gets, like, a follow from a fake one's like, I already follow her real one. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'd also fuck anybody up the tried.
Yeah, fair. So I know you already said who had the biggest dick, but who was the best in bed out of anyone that we would know by name, possibly, that you want to mention?
So give this a quick actually shout out. Happened while I was in Dallas, and Toronto Maple Leafs were there.
Uh-oh.
And this is the best dick I have ever received in my entire life. Like, this dude won't talk to me now because I outed him for fucking me. But his name is Andreas Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's with the Devils now. Yeah, that's that good. Eh?
And
he's European, isn't he?
I'm not even joking. He was just, like, everything I wanted, plus, like, good pipe. Like, he was, like, dominant. Everything was just, like, throwing me around the entire time. But, like, the stroke was just, like, so fucking good.
Good for A1. Him. His stroke was on A1.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope every girl listening to this who maybe knows him.
Don't fuck him. He's mine.
There you go. Forget that.
All girls listening to this, he plays for the New Jersey Devils now. So go check
that
out.
Is he good at hockey? I honestly don't know much about him.
Do you consider yourself good in bed? Or do you just lay there like a dead fish?
You can have, sip some wine if you want. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, it depends on the night.
If you're drunk, if you're sober,
same here for sure.
I mean, everyone can answer it that way.
If I polish about five barefoot Moscatos. Like, obviously, I'm going to fucking, like, starfish it.
Five drinks, like, sips, or five bottles?
No, like, bottles.
See, so, that almost, like...
That sounds like too much.
I'm going to call Kat. I feel like you can't have five bottles to yourself.
Do you want to test that
Not
tonight?
At all.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Nope.
No, 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 no.
Shut the fuck up.
Nope. All right, you got me.
But, yeah. Like, yeah, no. Like, sometimes if I just, like... Do, like, some shots at the bar, I fuck, like, a fucking porn star. Like, I'm not joking. It is, like, cool. Absolutely fucking
very
insane.
Cool. Yeah, very
I'm,
cool.
I'm, like, a lot more adventurous. Like, I'm, like, watch me do this.
Fucking
like,
ass.
Like a fucking awesome. Acrobat.
Yeah. So, I guess, aside from, like, the guy you mentioned with the biggest dick, aside from Johnson, with who was the best, have you gotten with any other celebrities besides hockey players you want to talk about? I guess you mentioned DJ Pauly D already, but anyone else?
Who do you think the biggest name is that you may or may not have slept with?
Just like Carnage, Tyler Yahweh. Like, Tyler took me on tour with him and Post Malone.
Did you fall in love with any of them? I think I would probably fall in love if someone took me on a fucking tour with Post.
Did
you say you went on a tour with Post Malone?
That would be impossible. Does he actually smell bad?
Who, Posty?
Yeah.
Posty, his friends.
I apparently met him, but like I don't remember.
You had five bottles of Barefoot, and you're like, uh-oh, no memory.
I had a lot sips. More than five bottles of Barefoot. I had four Locos, which are equal.
Those
to,
kill
like,
people. Yeah,
I am not even joking. Kill. I fell off of 30 feet of scaffolding and ended up in the hospital. Tyler called me and he's like, "Where are you? Like, you missed the whole show." And I was like, "Hospital, dude."
Sorry
and,
for
like,
laughing. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, that's...
He never talked to me again. And like, that's I call him now. He's like, "Oh, guys, this fucking crazy bitch on the phone." I'm just like...
Wait, so you're saying that in his perspective, he was with a girl who fell 30 feet on scaffolding, went to the hospital, and now she's the crazy bitch?
I mean,
good
I guess
for him.
So.
Respect.
All right.
Matt,
that's
respect.
Awesome.
I could still get it.
All right, let's get into some bedroom talk. I think the rest of them are bedroom talk. All right, let's get into some bedroom talk.
Are these all sex questions?
No. What? Yeah.
No. What is the craziest thing someone has asked you to do in the bedroom?
Lick their butthole.
That's actually not that crazy.
That is crazy. That is so gross.
Oh,
like,
I hate that. I hate that.
That's not that crazy.
I'm not even joking. I did it once just because I was dating the dude and I was five bottles of Barefoot in. But like,
that's your fucking favorite number.
That's all she's got.
See, the thing about that, I feel like from my perspective, I know some guys who are like, yeah, it's fucking awesome. I don't care if it feels good. That's just, that weirds the fuck out of me.
I've personally never gotten a rim job.
I was
throwing
that
out there.
You have?
No, I say I haven't.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay.
My curiosity is there, though.
Mine's not at all.
Yeah, no.
Literally on her behalf, though, I could never do that to someone.
I'm not even joking. It was the worst thing in my life. And it was just
thank
like,
you for
so
saying that.
Fucking hairy. I was like, what is going on here? And like, I like sobered up like immediately. I did it in the shower, so it was like clean. But like...
To an extent.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It's still a butthole.
Still, buttholes are buttholes.
I licked a butthole. Fucking sue me.
Humble brag. Okay. I mean, maybe I should change this question to butthole pics, but how many times do you get sent dick pics? Aside from the,
like
one,
how
the ones
how
I send
often?
You when I'm drunk sometimes.
How often?
How many dicks do you have saved on your phone?
Zero.
Huh.
Just my baby daddies. Like, I do not like the look of other people's penises. Like, I have found, like, the most amazing looking penis, that's my daughter's dad, and like if people send me like pictures of their dick, like I just block them immediately. Like I get dick pics like so often and it's just like so disgusting. Like I don't care if they're like paying me, if it's like OnlyFans, I'm like blocked. Here's your money back.
We should have asked this earlier, but what do you charge for an OnlyFans? I'm not like not interested.
$40
How much is it?
$40 US. I charge
cash
a lot
your check
more.
What do you want?
Is that a month?
Shut the fuck up.
Is that a month?
Yeah. So, like, I charge a lot more than, like, a lot of other girls, but I would rather have, like, quality customers than, like, a lot of just, like, low ballers that are just gonna, like, take my shit, like, record it off of another phone and share it. Like, it's just, like, the people that are willing to spend money also tip a lot more as well. Like, if I lower the price, like, I just get a bunch of people that just, like, aren't really appreciating it.
They're not
much,
special.
So, yeah.
I mean, I guess earlier I asked you that we weren't going to ask for, like, what your actual income is, but how many people send you $40 a month? How many subscribers do you have?
Like a rough estimate.
I currently have about 500 a month.
Oh, my fucking God. That's like...
Me doing math.
That's like at least $2,000 a month. Holy shit.
At
me
least.
Doing math in my head right now.
That's at least rent. Yeah. Holy fuck, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's so cool.
I wasn't lying when I said you literally bathe in cash.
Yeah.
Fuck. So would you say Andreas Johnsson is the best of anyone you've ever had sex with?
Like, on your notch list.
On your list that you won't show us for some fucking reason.
Is it like a long scroll? Is that why you won't show us?
He's not the best?
No. My daughter's dad, definitely. That's why I let him put a baby in me. That's why I kept it.
But like, I mean,
that is true love. That
I'm
is
not
true
trying to
love.
Call you out, but are you just saying that hoping he hears this and is like, oh my God.
I hope he doesn't hear this because I just fucking told him that. I hope his family fucking dies.
Yeah, she said some bad things.
I said some bad things about his family. Like, I really hope he does not hear this.
Yeah. So it is. It really is true love.
Stupid thing to ask, Kale.
It's not true love.
If you were to have sex with him again, would you?
We still have sex.
Okay, well, are you hoping for another kid?
Eventually, I asked him if he was willing to just, like, have another baby, but, like, have, like, basically, like, a marital, like, prenup, but, like, for a baby. Because I was like, I want another kid. We make cute kids. I was like, would you be into this? And he was like, maybe down the line. But I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend because I keep catching him with a blonde girl. So we'll see how that goes. Let's drink to that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can go right ahead. Yeah.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers.
Let's wrap it up here.
Last question.
We got.
Yeah, we're gonna just kind of make.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, one.
Sorry. Do you have nice nipples?
Do I have nice nipples?
I just figured I'd lighten the mood here. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Don't show our camera. Yeah. Just.
Just like.
I hope it's on.
Damn. All right. The answer is
yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
All right. Do you know how to photo out nipples?
Yep, I sure do.
All right, cool.
Sorry, everyone who won't be able to see that. Yeah. We just did.
All right. Let's. fuck you.
Fuck. I already subscribed, though. But yeah. Sorry. I'm going to get my 40.
80 between the two of you.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Last question. Bales, you want to ask her? Can I ask her?
I got it. The most important question.
The most important question that you will ever be asked.
And any female will ever answer for us. Does size matter?
Yes.
No!
It's so devastating. Fucking devastating.
Kale's life is over.
Fuck. Well, now we're one for one on that, so who do we believe?
I don't know who we believe.
I mean,
I'm heartbroken either way.
It's hard not to believe you, but. Like, that kind of sucks. Why the fuck would you say that?
Yeah, it's fucking devastating.
What the fuck's wrong with
you?
Like,
I feel like I kind of want to, like, piggyback off of, like, Lexi's answer where it's like. If it's, like, too big, it's not good. If it's too small, it's not good. Like, you got to have, like, a happy medium. So that's where I think that size matters. Like, that's I don't want a fucking behemoth.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want, like, a behemoth dick. But, like, yes, it matters. Like, I'm not trying to go for a micropeen. Like,
ideal range, 4 to 7.
That's
4 to 8.
Whoa, easy. Average, like, 1.5 to 3.
What's your average?
I'm going
like
to go for, like, a 6.
Oh, so you mean a huge, massive...
I mean, that is not huge. I mean, a pretty big dick.
Unless guys are lying about their size. I've never sat there and measured
every single
dicks.
Guy...
I'm pretty sure
but
every
like,
guy...
Every does. Single guy that I've actually, like, genuinely enjoyed has been, like, my dick is, like, 6 inches. My dick is 7 inches. And those are the ones that I've enjoyed. So...
Good for those guys. They must
cool,
take
yeah.
Huge
that's
dick
that's good
pills.
For them, man. Fuck my life.
Well, yeah, that was the last question.
6'5", Kale is definitely lying about his dick size.
Fuck, shut up.
I literally have no comment.
Yeah, that was the last question.
Is there anything you would like to say before we wrap up here?
Absolutely. Fuck Tyler Sagan.
Yeah.
All right.
Retweet. Hashtag fuck. We love Tyler Sagan.
Yeah, good for him. All right. Well, thank you, Zobin, for coming. Our listens. Yeah.
Shout out your OnlyFans quick.
Yeah, shout out that quick.
And honestly,
that way you get some more subs.
We're not posting this unless we get free subscriptions.
At Zobin _official. Absolutely, you can have a free fucking sub.
That's a thing?
Yes.
It's fucking
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, it's under like the promos and shit.
Oh, fuck
use
yeah.
Use promo code MFers.
Use promo code MFers for free sub.
Can we shout out my lash girl at the same time?
Sure.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Hello, everybody. Nails by Mads and lashes by Rose, babes.
Fuck yeah. All right, great. Well.
That was Matt Green? Matt Green?
Nails by Mads, like M-A-D-S.
No, I'm saying, is that matte green, that color?
Who fuck cares what color it is?
I care. It looked
you're
good.
Like army matte green.
Yeah, that was close enough.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Our listeners are going to fucking love it, so thank
absolutely.
You, Zobin.
Absolutely. Peace, boys.
All right. Props to her. She fucking killed it.
So good.
She dropped big names, and hopefully Barstool and our future coworker, Paul, won't hate us.
Won't hate us, plus won't cause any lawsuits or anything that might be very bad.
What I was thinking is, worst case scenario, I'll just let him punch me in the ribs as hard as he can, and then him and I can call it even and move on from there. So
I really don't think that's like worst case scenario.
Why not?
There's a lot worse things that could happen.
My ribs are pretty like fragile.
Right. You're right. That is worst case scenario.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Like I said in the intro, even if you aren't a true MF-er, you're going to want to listen to this segment.
I'm scared for this. I'm nervous. I've been like, we haven't looked at these yet. So everyone listening right now know that when we go over these, it's going to be the first time Nathan has heard it. Same as
for me. And like I said, some people messaged me and said they didn't hold back. And then at the same time, I'm also sure there's a lot of people who genuinely just don't like us. So they just let loose in that roast section. All right, let's move on here.
There also, just so you guys know, there might, if we quickly skim a question before we read it and it's like way too fucked up and like personal to like a crazy level, we're
we can summarize it though.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
we'll summarize all the really bad ones, like if they're illegal to talk about, which I'm sure there will be.
And then, yeah, Nathan's going to read mine and I'll read Nathan's. And then for roast our podcast,
we'll and just us, switch. We'll just kind of, we'll get through it together. It's going to be a team effort. All right, Kale, are you ready to get your feelings hurt?
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the sake of the podcast, all right. I'm ready.
Time to start our first ever edition of Get Burnt. Kale, I will read yours first.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. First one, looks like a board. Classic.
Yeah, I've heard that one for the past like 21 years of my fucking
life. Fucking dick. Okay, how do you feel about that one?
We're not off to a horrible start. I'm okay with you so far.
No personality traits besides being 6'5". Okay. Holy fuck.
That's
okay.
Kind of true.
Yeah. I mean, you got some other things. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm taller than 6'4". That's another trait I have.
Nice. Yeah, being taller than 6'4". Yeah, okay. You like boys? Is that true?
No. Well, yeah, I like boys. As like,
Whoa.
No. Like, I don't not... I'm...
fuck. I just right, dug well, a hole. Well, you just dug a hole, yeah. Do you want me to throw you a rope?
No, it's okay.
I ain't ever thrown you a rope. Here's a good... this one's good. We got a couple mustache ones in a row here. We got
good.
That mustache makes you look like the Great Value version of Prime Lanny McDonald.
Man, that's a compliment, if anything.
Well, not when you're the Great Value version. That's really a Walmart version.
Yeah, but still, being compared to anything to Lanny McDonald, it's a compliment. So I appreciate that one. Whoever said that.
Your mustache looks like Caterpillar got fucked by a goat.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Good grammar, first of
all. Yeah, I literally don't know what that means.
Wait. Caterpillar got fucked by a goat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How does that make a mustache?
There's a few giraffe ones in a row here. There's just giraffe.
Okay.
This one might hurt you a bit. You'll do anything for attention and think you're the center of the universe. Go to the zoo, you giraffe.
Wow.
How does that make you feel?
That's one of those ones from a person who probably just doesn't like me at all.
That's just a person who doesn't like you, yeah.
Some of these are probably going to be like people who like you but just trying to be a dick. That's the person who does not like me. So fuck you for that.
Wow, we're not even halfway through these right now. We have Kale has a tiny penis.
Retweet.
We saw that one coming for sure.
Yeah, retweet. Good call.
This is what you get when you crossbreed Sid from Ice Age and a stretched out beaver. Really? Oh my god, bro.
Really?
That's wow.
Okay.
Damn, I'm worried to look at mine, man, if that's what you're getting.
Can we pause? That's fucked up.
Stop fucking with blondes. Fair enough. What?
Stop fucking with blondes?
Yeah. Like, stop fucking with blondes. No. Are you talking about me?
No. I'm assuming they mean you just have a females,
type.
But...
You just have a type, I guess.
Apparently.
What's wrong with brunettes?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
You're lying.
No, I like brunettes. I like black hair girls too.
Oh my god! All right, I don't know if I can read this very last one. I can read this one though. Kale,
last one?
Kale, your toes make me want to throw up every time I see them. They're as long as my fingers in, and the amount of hair on them is more than I have on my head. Fuck you.
Okay, yeah, I got.
I mean, all right.
When you're a big guy, you got obviously big feet, so they're not going to be handsome. And then mine just happened to be very hairy. So
yeah. Wow, that's fucked. We got you greasy in this fuck.
All right. Don't need to bring where I live.
Someone actually said you're so hot. So congrats. Like you've one compliment in there.
I'm happy again.
You look like you work at Ram Ranch. Listen to the song called Ram Ranch.
I know that song.
Fuck that. Someone just said the C word.
Which is what?
I'm not going to say that. That's a little too much for my liking. It starts with a C and it has three other letters in it. So that's what I'm going to...
Cock?
Nope.
Crip? They call me a crip?
All right. I'm going to leave out this first part because it calls someone out. A girl you got with is psycho, so that must say a lot about you.
Does it say their name?
No. It just says your...
Oh.
So we're not going to say that. Okay, so it says your blank blank is psycho, so that must say a lot about you. It seems like you're gay, and the only reason you date girls is so that you can use their expensive skincare supplies and feminine possessions, you cheap fuck. Not to mention you look like a spoon got railed by a beaver.
Oh my god. Someone put some effort in that one.
Wow. You guys are... I fucking love this, but...
I like that one, until I get to mine.
Wow. Damn.
You should have read the whole thing. That would have been funny.
I don't think I should have. And your very last one, just to wrap it up. Kale tries to be extra funny to make up for his small dick.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that one.
Yeah, those were...
Pretty
mean. Those were pretty mean overall.
There
were
some mean ones. I think there was... some uneffortful comments in there. Just call me the C word. Like, yeah, I mean, cool.
Yeah, honestly, I like those.
That last one, though, that you read that you couldn't actually read the full one.
Yeah.
I really like that one. I actually just pulled them up, too, and that's fucked up. I'm glad someone said that, yeah. But also we cannot say that.
Also, the you'll do anything for attention and think you're center of the universe, they're not wrong. That's I like that literally one, you.
That's,
My favorite one by far is this is what you get when you crossbreed Sid from Ice Age and a stretched out beaver. I don't know what a stretched out beaver looks like. I'm going to be entirely honest. Obviously, I know what Sid looks like.
Yeah, me.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay? Fine. I think overall, like this, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was scared.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, I just looked at one of mine and I'm starting to get a little sad.
Put them away. You can't look at them.
Oh, okay. Okay. I only saw the one. Okay. All right. Hit me.
You ready?
Yeah.
First one has a flat ass back of the head.
It's true. For some reason, the back of my skull is just flat.
Man, when you like sit against the wall, your head just is perfectly flat against it.
It feels comfortable. I mean, I don't even feel uncomfortable when I'm like that.
Next one, stupid fucker.
Fair.
Valid.
Yeah, fair.
Type of guy to say, okay, you want the truth, but then still lie?
Oh, wow. Maybe. That's such like a subtle one, but that actually kind of hurts. That does hurt.
That's also, someone knows you very well who said that one, because that's fucking true.
It's my mom.
You live with a guy that likes boys.
Wow. What? You're in the wrong section.
Why am I getting called out in your fucking side?
I can't believe you like boys.
Short. That's the next one. Short.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You are fucking small.
I'm literally 5'11 and a half.
Buddy gets fucked by the goat. See, this one's confusing because I feel like maybe a girl who you sleep with maybe put this in here and called herself the goat, saying you get... I don't know. Because who else... Like,
Buddy gets fucked by the goat? That's all it is?
Yeah. That doesn't make much
Who's
sense.
Who's the goat?
Michael Jordan, but...
I don't have sex with Michael Jordan.
I didn't think so.
I have sex with Tom Brady.
Tattoos don't make you tough. Neither does wearing Baby Gap clothes.
Honestly, I can't even argue with those.
You do wear tight shirts.
I think I like wearing fitted shirts.
They're fitted because you wear them the small size you possibly can. It would fit someone who's 5'3", 114
That's
pounds
a lie.
Too.
Whatever, man. I think the only problem with the shirts that I wear is the fact that sometimes you can see my nipples. Besides that, it's fine.
Yeah. Nothing's actually wrong with nipples. Shout out girls.
Shout out nipples.
Yeah, just nipples in general. Good guy, bad beef.
Does that mean my dick?
I don't think so.
I don't know what...
I've never heard someone call a dick beef. I think they're saying that you smell bad, maybe? Bad farts?
Bad beef? Maybe. I'm pretty sure most of my farts do smell bad.
Yeah, that means you're healthy, really.
That is true. I did hear that.
This one I cannot say. It involves your penis, but it's not anything to do with it being small.
Okay.
But it ends with just take a fucking shower, buddy. Fuck you as well.
All right. You know what? I'll go shower after this just because this guy said that.
You probably should. You want to be a muscle builder. Not really a roast.
Yeah, I don't want to be a bodybuilder. I think their bodies look unnatural and I don't like that at all.
Oh, he didn't say body. He said muscle builder.
What's a muscle builder?
Who doesn't want to build muscle?
Yeah, I just don't think that's a chirp. Like,
yeah. Your best friend is so hot. Nice. I love that I'm just getting these fucking residuals.
You also got a I like boys in mind for some reason. So
I like
boys.
Just
going back and forth.
Just not sexually. But I don't discriminate for people who do. You look like you work at Ram Ranch. We both got that one.
You missed one.
I know. But I just wanted to quickly say that. Why you get off your fucking... Quit looking at these.
Well, you said the one wrong, so I had to double check it.
That's fucked up. Nathan's the type of guy to suck a dick for the bus fare, then walk home. Oh, wow. Basically just saying you suck dick.
I have a universal pass, so I would never suck dick to get on the bus. Just throwing that out there.
Universal pass?
As
you mean university student pass?
No, it's just called a U-pass. It means I can get
it
on
means
all...
University
means
university pass.
No, I'm pretty sure it means universal because I can get on all public transit in the universe.
Okay, if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mustache looks like Kale's mustache took a shit.
Yeah?
That's valid.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I just...
You have the most prepubescent
mustache. It's about like 80% growing in right now. Like, it's missing the middle part right now.
Yeah, but that's like, a lot of guys just can't grow that area. I feel like you're one of them. It's like you have two...
I wasn't giving up a hope yet. I thought I
like
might get it by the end of the month.
Two Hitler stashes, but then like, where the Hitler one usually is, you just put it in the other sides. It's like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
The next one is bitch.
I'm just not going to argue with that one. That one's the most valid one you've said so far.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to skip the last one and come to it. Or I'm going to skip the next one and come to it after this one. But this is kind of funny because it also hurts me. Baylor falls in love as fast as Kale finishes. That should have been in a row.
That is so accurate.
I know.
That is...
Because, like, you fall in love very fast. I
wouldn't call myself a hopeless romantic, but no. I just want... To be loved.
You
want to
be held, man.
I want to be held.
I just want to be held.
I just want a girl. I want a girl who wants to be the big spoon. That's all I want.
Shout out every girl ever.
Who wants to be the big spoon.
Shout out any girl out there. Can you please come, old Nathan?
Are you done now? How many do you got?
No, there's one more.
Okay.
It's a long one, so I'm either going to assume that they hate you or it's just a lot of effort. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You look like a seagull fucked Martha Stewart. When I look in your eyes, I get flashes of hearing and seeing seagulls chirping and eating French fries off the ground at a shitty beach boardwalk, and Martha chasing and jumping after them like a little lad. Except, I still care more about what the seagull has to say than you.
I'm more confused than anything. I am so fucking confused right now.
I think the moral of the story is that they couldn't care less about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... At all.
Okay.
To the point where they would actually rather watch Martha Stewart get chased by seagulls.
It's definitely someone who doesn't like us.
I think it's someone who's jealous of you, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
fucking
it is.
Haters.
Fuck yeah, it is. All right. Let's fucking keep this ship rolling.
That's yours. And then, okay, pull yours up. I think it goes in the order. So we'll just go roast for roast.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Yeah.
Your podcast sucks.
Shitty podcast.
But it's a tough start. Both those didn't hurt me. Didn't hurt me.
Yeah, it hurt me.
Third one needs more background art. Well, I'm glad you said that because something is coming, guys. Something is coming.
Cool. Wannabe Barstool? Yeah, obviously. Who the fuck wouldn't want to be a part of Barstool?
Yeah, come on. Roast us.
Stupid fuck.
Oh, here we go. Your podcast is two goat fuckers.
I've never
so
had...
So many goats.
Yeah, I don't... What's with people having sex with goats?
But again, I don't know. Now I'm confused. Oh, maybe in yours it was Baylor gets fucked by... Goat, as in like the animal goat, not like greatest of all time goat. This one.
An actual goat? I get fucked by a goat?
Apparently. Because this one, it kind of made me think back. Your podcast is two goat fuckers. I still don't really know what that means.
What is with people and fucking goats? So, like, why is that?
You're saying you and I sleep with goats.
Okay.
Which, hell.
All right. this one is, wow. This one kind of hurts. All right.
Uh-oh.
Listening to your podcast makes me feel like I'm tuning into an episode of Sesame Street starring Bert and Ernie, where they explain all the gay shit they've done together behind the scenes.
Yeah,
man, okay. I'm just going to throw it out there. We're not gay.
Yeah, we're not gay.
Nothing against gays, but I'm not gay.
Perfect setup for this next one. The sexual tension between you two is the only thing that keeps this podcast alive.
All right, well, then we're keeping it. We're keeping it here then. Wow.
You're up, Bev.
It's like listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, but Joe Rogan's podcast is actually good.
Okay, I guess
oh my
like,
God. Dude.
Even the comparison to Joe you know Rogan what? At first,
yeah.
That feels good.
Did I just compare to Joe Rogan? You mean the most downloaded podcast of all time?
Mm.
Fuck you, nice try.
I listened to one episode and your whole personality trait was living downtown Calgary.
Holy fuck, man.
I guess I could add that to mine then. My two personality traits are being 6'5 and living downtown Calgary.
Yeah, congrats,
I don't know what else
man.
More you need as a personality trait.
I'm literally just the guy who says I won't lie to you and then I still lie. that's all I got. Nothing to roast but you two. I mean, try harder next time. Holy fuck, that
nothing
sucked.
To roast but you.
Nice one.
You know, I bet this is one of those TikToks where like, they said that and it's like that dog wearing the devil mask. Like they felt like a fucking
they
fat
thought
ass.
It was so funny and you're like, come on, man. All right.
Really, really good one. Your podcast is so shit, I haven't even listened to it yet. See, that's funny because...
Wait, no, you didn't finish the roast. Finish the roast.
Oh, yeah, it says fuck yourself at
yeah,
the end.
Nice.
But that's funny because nobody... I feel like in order to be here right now roasting us, you would have had to listen to it. I know we posted
yeah,
on social media.
I think you listen to us, you fucking
but
liar.
You, yeah, you definitely fucking
yeah,
listen.
You're a liar. That's what you are.
So please go back and hit
this one. This one is really, really, really low key, but it's like sad. It hurts my feelings already. It says, the lamest podcast that will never blow up.
Fuck.
No, man. That was lame. Come on, be better. It hurt though. I'll be honest.
We already fucking blew up, my guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Y'all shit too expensive.
That was
poster could be better. Give me a free shirt. It was in caps.
It was all caps.
So.
Yeah. So
first of all, our shit isn't too expensive. Our fucking shirt, we literally made $0. So go fuck yourself.
We made $0 on the shirt.
What it cost
in
us?
Fact,
to get them,
I, in fact, I had to pay for my shirt.
Yeah.
So
did I.
And
hats are almost
the hats are $5 more than a regular 47 hat that you get
yeah.
at the mall. So how about you go fuck yourself and go find $5 of bottles and then you can pay for that hat.
How about you go fucking download all of our podcasts and then go fuck yourself after that. We don't need your shit anymore.
Yeah, stupid
bitch.
Stupid fucktard nut. I'm skipping this one because we've said it way too many times.
Okay.
This person goes, I like this one. I can't roast you guys because you do it to yourselves. Very true.
Yeah.
That's called self-awareness.
Yep.
And that's something that I have because I know when people don't like me and I know when I say stupid shit. Like at the beginning of this podcast, I made that sexy and I know it joke.
Oh.
The sexy and I know it joke.
That was fucking good though.
You know what?
Unscripted
too,
right?
I hated that I said that though. Like I hated that. So
we can go back and re-record.
No. there's a really long one. I'll read the last short one, then we'll go back to that long one.
Okay.
I used to like Baylor until I found out he's friends with Kale. That's in the wrong section. That's supposed to roast Kale. But thank you. Yeah, I mean, people do like me, so that's fair.
So that means you... whatever. Fuck.
Go fuck yourself, Kale.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this person liked me, and now they don't.
So it's my fault. All right. You guys have such a good career behind you. Wow, this is... Are
behind
we ending on
behind us?
Note?
It says behind us.
Oh! Okay, now I get it.
All right, go ahead.
You guys have such a good career behind you, but it's never too late to change. You can still cancel this pod and pretend it never happened.
Oh, man.
You both look like walking STIs. If we could put your cells in a petri dish and under a microscope, there would be a Saturdays are for the boys flag and a what you doing text and how to gaslight wiki article. Oh my God.
That is the best roast I've ever heard in my life.
Holy fuck.
This person has you know what? This person has a future in comedy. So I think you should pursue that. That was
fucking
phenomenal.
For a second, could have swore that they were being nice when they said you have a good career, I'm like, oh, wait, behind us.
Yeah. Props to that person. Yeah. Saturdays are for the boys, a what you do in text and how to gaslight. You basically just summed up us in three descriptions.
Walking STIs, though, that one's false.
That's fucked up. I've never had an STI, so.
No, me neither. I've gotten checked before.
I've had styes in my eye, though. We've gone over this.
Yeah. STIs, no, none here. None here. I get tested on a regular basis, at least once every 5 to 6 years.
What? You got tested when you were 15?
Yeah. Wait, isn't it like an every 5 year thing?
I don't think so. I'm not a doctor or anything. Just kidding. All right.
But no STIs here.
Yeah, so. That was get burnt. Holy fuck.
I like that, actually.
All right. That was awesome.
A couple of them hurt. And actually, the one that you didn't read, for me, I went and read, and that is actually fucked. Someone definitely hates that girl.
Yeah.
That they mentioned in that one.
We also received a DM from a very cool guy. His girlfriend's mom texted the girlfriend and sent a picture of my Facebook profile and asked if Kale and I were a couple. So I don't know what vibes were given off. People,
I mean, I never thought that with that picture, but looking at it now with that perspective, I can kind of see maybe. Because it's a picture of you wearing a birthday hat and me holding a Budweiser, but like we're really close and kind of giving a little gay smirk.
Yeah, so the answer is maybe for anyone asking, because clearly you all think we're gay.
Yeah. That's like, hey, apparently the tension's the only thing keeping this podcast rolling.
Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, that was get burnt.
As you know, Kale, I've been trying to talk to you about my feelings lately.
Yeah.
Because I think it can be extremely beneficial for our friendship.
Man.
And you've denied me every single time, but after reading all these, I seriously think we should open up to each other, kind of like spring flowers on May 20th. Is that when spring starts? May 20th?
April showers brings May flowers. May flowers brings... April. April showers brings May flowers.
I feel like whatever you're saying, it's wrong.
It's usually wrong because Canada doesn't have that proper weather, Alberta specifically, but it is a saying.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of feelings, should we mention what me and you were talking about last night? Our own little kind of.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Take the floor.
On Ted Lasso, for those of you who haven't seen it, hell of a show. Me and Bales binged all 2 seasons, 3.5, 4 nights. It's a comedy, but it's also very, very heartwarming. And I'm not going to lie, I teared up a couple times.
It pulls the heartstrings, which is awesome.
They have this thing, what is it called again?
The Diamond Dogs.
The Diamond Dogs, where if any one of the men, I think there's 4 or 5 of them, want to talk about their feelings, they just call out the Diamond Dogs and they speak on, I mean,
They all open up to each other.
Well, me and Bales didn't want to copy that, so last night I got out of the shower and there was Baylor on my bed sitting there. So we were talking.
What?
And we said, you know what? Let's do the Comfort Cats. We can't just be the Diamond Dogs. Yeah, so we're going to be the Comfort Cats.
So whenever we want to talk to each other about our feelings, we're going to say Comfort Cats and Sesh. And then we go, meow, 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 meow.
And at the end.
I see why people think we're gay now.
Yeah, now I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. No, guys, we're definitely not going to do it ever. Psych.
I don't want to do that Comfort Cats thing.
Okay. Shower thought of the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first here. All right. I fucking love mashed potatoes.
Good thought, Bills.
And I do eat an abnormal amount, especially, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Lots of gluten.
Just about any time there's a big dinner. I literally probably put it about half of my plate is about mashed potatoes. And that's not a lie at all.
Big potato guy.
Anyways, no matter how you prepare a potato, whether it's fries, whether it's baked potato, or even if you're eating a raw potato.
What about mashed?
Or mashed potatoes.
Good. I'm into it.
Your stomach will always think that you're eating mashed potatoes.
Oh, shit. Unless you choke on a fry.
Unless for some reason a full fry makes it down your esophagus. I don't know, man.
That
is that even
cool,
possible?
Though.
Can your body? I'm sure people have trained themselves, but personally I couldn't. I can't even swallow like half a carrot. Half a baby carrot. Not that I've tried. Not that I've tried or anything. Not that I've tried.
That's cool. That's true, actually. Legit. I don't know if your stomach really thinks. Like, I don't think your stomach has a mind to it.
It depends who you ask.
Again, like last, I'm asking you, Bales, and don't answer this stupidly. Answer it like you actually would. You think your stomach has a mind?
I think all living things have minds.
Your stomach isn't really a living thing, my guy.
All right. Anyways, go ahead.
But that's a cool shower thought.
Thank you. Mashed potatoes.
My shower thought might actually make some of you cry. Especially those born in the 90s, which you and I are 3 months away from that. But I still feel sometimes like a 90s baby.
I'm an honorary 90s baby.
Same. Because a lot of like
and all things on Twitter. But the 90s people are going to hate us for saying that.
Absolutely. But like on Twitter, whenever there's like a post like, if you remember these, you're from the 90s. I'm like, I remember those. What do you mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, we are closer to the year 2050 than we are to the year 1990. It feels like the 90s were just fucking just back there. Yeah.
You know, I miss the 90s, man.
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Best movies, best music.
The music was fire. Was that when Vanilla Ice released Ice Ice Baby? Whenever that song came out was the best generation of music. And
I'm going to say that was 01.
No one can argue with me on that one.
I'm going to say it was 01.
Ice Ice Baby?
Yeah.
No, it was definitely before 2001.
It was.
Just say it.
Moving on.
Just say it. What year was it?
It was 1990.
Yeah, so I'm right. Yeah, I'm right. So just so everyone knows, the greatest generation of music was 1990s because Vanilla Ice released Ice Ice Baby, and no one can ever fucking argue with me on that one.
Yeah, and it was that was literally the start of the 90s was that song was released. I don't think it was January 1st, but...
Whatever. All right. What a fucking stellar pod. We killed that. Zobin killed it. You fans and you haters killed it because my feelings hurt right now. I'm probably going to have a shower, a long shower.
Yeah, you should.
I'm not going to talk about what I'm going to do in that shower, but I'm going to have a long shower because
I just need to
soak the pain out.
Balls.
Can we have a Comfort Cats meeting after this?
Sure. Okay. But yeah, that is like, shout out Zobin.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fucking fun. Also, for those of you, like I said last time with our Lexi podcast, for those of you like YouTube and kind of watching it and almost feeling like you're there with us, we recorded the pod with Zobin. It'll be on YouTube tomorrow, Wednesday, probably around noon.
You can post it whenever if you really want.
Yeah.
I'd say around noon. So anyone who wants to watch it, check out our YouTube, our social media.
Subscribe to us as well.
Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube. And speaking of subscribing, it's not subscribing, it's following. So I don't know why I said subscribing. My fucking bad. Sorry, guys. Click that follow button. If you're listening to this podcast.
Oh, my fuck.
I was so close. I was so close. I was so close. So
goddamn close.
If you are listening to this podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music or wherever.
Apple Podcasts, he means, not Apple Music.
Oh, my God. I was so close to having like a probably 10 out of 10 pod. No mistakes. Click that follow button on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you're listening to our podcast. So that way you download our podcast and you get to listen to our beautiful voices whenever we release podcasts. So,
hell yeah.
Got anything else?
No, other than the fact that I'm just upset that we are closer to the year 2050 than we are to the 90.
Yeah, I also just like mashed potatoes.
We're going to be 50 years old in that year. And God bless mashed potatoes, I guess.
God bless mashed potatoes. All right, peace out.
Peace out.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.